What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Look, the old Western days, and any Western you've probably seen features somebody with a wagon selling all kinds of charms and potions that could fix all the ails and wants and needs.
Yeah, you're traveling salesman.
Yeah, you're traveling snake oil salesman.
That's right.
Well, it's
cures.
It hasn't gone away because a zoo in China is currently under investigation and getting just absolutely hammered because, well, they were selling tiger urine.
Oh,
by the bottle. Well,
right.
A 250-gram bottle of liquid.
All right. Of tiger urine.
Yep.
Boy, that would be a bad job to be the person who has to collect that.
I mean.
Yeah. What's your job? You work at the zoo. That must be a fun job. What do you do? I work with the tigers. Oh, what do you do with the tigers?
I mean, does it have a litter box?
Collect their urine.
Like, do you got to go, get a dropper and, suck it up off the ground?
I don't know. I'm just assuming that maybe it's like a...
And attaching something, hopefully?
Yeah, it's like a turkey baster. You just...
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I have no idea how you do that.
Because, I mean, it's a big cat. Probably drinks a lot of water. Probably doesn't take, little kitty cat pees.
I'm assuming where this story is going, though, it may not even be tiger urine that they were actually selling.
Well, they were selling tiger urine because it was verified to be tiger urine. And they were pitching it as the zoo. The zoo recommended the fluid be mixed with white wine and applied to affected areas along with slices of slices of ginger. Do not slice up your gingers.
Wow.
Please don't slice this up.
Yeah. It had a good therapeutic effect on ailments like arthritis, sprains, and muscle pains.
Yeah.
Rub cat pee in white wine.
And ginger.
And ginger.
Not gingers. Ginger on your ailments. I could see how this would be not well received by medical professionals. That's quite the move by the zoo.
Speaking to the Chinese media outlet, the zoo said the urine was collected directly from a basin the tigers urinated in, but not clarify if any disinfection procedures were followed.
Yeah, probably not. Well, didn't Chad Johnson... Well, Ocho Cinco, he said he would collect urine from his teammates, he'd heat it up, and he'd put his ankle in it for 30 minutes as his home remedy for ankle injuries. You don't remember this?
No.
I thought that was just athlete's foot.
No, no.
No, that's what you do for the jellyfish.
He said that it worked, and there's a reason why he's never been injured. Home remedies.
He's also the guy who said that he ate McDonald's and that made him stronger because he was putting garbage in his body.
Well, yeah, all that processed food has got superpowers in it. Chad Johnson, is he the director of this zoo? Because maybe he's on the same line of thinking here. You didn't even need it to be tiger or the white wine or the ginger. Oh, hey, white wine, Amari Stoudemire. It was red wine. Didn't Amari Stoudemire take baths in red wine, saying that it helped his body with the antioxidants?
That's not as bad.
Well, no.
It's not as bad.
No. Red wine. Let me see this.
Not to play devil's advocate here.
Bathing in red wine with Amari Stoudemire back in 2015.
Was he doing Franzia?
ESPN, the magazine, said that he would take baths in red wine to help him relax and recover.
Is he getting like heavy Bordeaux's?
Look, all I'm saying here is that this Chinese zoo, it may sound wild to all of us. Chad Johnson and Amari Stoudemire are probably like, no, they're on to something.
It gets worse. There was another zoo that did this in Chongqing, where workers were blowing whistles and keeping water taps near tigers' cages dripping to ensure a steady supply of urine.
They would literally scare the pee out of them?
Mm-hmm. And make sure that the water was always running so they had a healthy water supply. A researcher at the Shanghai University of Traditional Chinese Medicine and Pharmacology said, so far as I know, no medical works have mentioned the medicinal value of tiger urine, and the health of the tigers might also be damaged by those freakish urine collecting methods.
Oh, my goodness.
So it hasn't been proven that it doesn't help heal, though.
Sure.
Jeez.
Sure. Just as a point of clarification, the two stories I had going today were tiger pee.
So bad.
And the analysis, like an actual study being done on Americans learning Canadian hockey, English, or Canadian. Like the transitive property of like code switching. It happens in basketball. You have your Tyler Herro whites.
Oh, yeah. When an American starts talking hockey, they start going, oh, you got to cross the blue line, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Will Betts does that when he starts talking Hawks.
Make sure you get that puck in the top shelf before you get your sellies on.
Yeah. So, okay.
You have some nice lettuce there, Cuddy.
Yeah, see?
That happens.
Oh, yeah. It's full on Shorzy. But there's like an actual study being done on it by a linguist. I can't remember what university he's at. But they call it, they were studying hockey lingo specifically. Okay. And then they noticed that in their studies, all these Americans who had nothing to do with Canada, like hockey players that were raised in Texas.
Is it the accent or just the lingo itself?
The lingo leads itself to that.
Okay.
Like it's a gateway drug to full on, maple syrup.
Yeah. All right.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is this study going to do? There's a lot of studies that I just go, but why?
Yeah.
Do we need that?
Transitive property of language?
Yeah. I don't know, man.
But yeah, those are the two stories I had going today. And
who?
I
don't. Whether it's Chad Johnson or the Chinese zoo, people honestly think their pee is going to be what's going
to
heal them?
Hey, look, there's people out there that'll definitely sell it to you for less than that on Amazon or eBay.
Oh, boy. Maybe even more.
Mm. Helps with athletes.
How much
were
they charging for?
Basically $5. It's 51.
Yeah.
$5?
No.
For 250...
Milliliters?
No, grams.
Grams.
Which is weird. I was like, it's a liquid.
That should cost more.
You'd think it would.
Well, it's hard to get. Plus, I bet like, you the target, wine.
Well, I mean,
and the water supply.
And the ginger.
No. You have to provide your own white wine and ginger. They're just selling you the base ingredient and imploring you what to mix it with. But I wonder if there's like a sliding scale, like if it comes from like a zoo raised in cap or a tiger raised in captivity, their urine versus like a wild Siberian tiger's urine.
Organic tiger urine?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, is it free range?
Free range tiger pee.
Oh, man. And they're not drinking it. They're rubbing it on their ailments. Even though there is a lot of liquids in here, it's being rubbed on the ailments.
Rubs the tiger pee on its skin or it gets the hose again?
I am happy to say I have never done this.
No.
I did get stung by, I stepped on a jellyfish when I was a kid.
Oh, you got peed on?
Yeah, I peed on my foot.
Oh, you did it yourself? That's good.
Yeah. But
that's different.
It didn't necessarily, like, it still hurt really bad.
You just didn't, you know what you do? You know what it was? You were too good of a teammate. You didn't have enough ammonia in your urine.
I guess so. Like, is that what it is supposed to be?
I think it's the ammonia in it that's supposed
I think it might be an old wives' tale. I thought I saw that it might not be real.
Didn't help.
I think friends might have lied to us.
Yeah. See, this is why.
Nope. Google says no, it's a myth.
Friends lied to us. Chandler.
I'm so glad that we all had to go through this together.
You recommended to rinse the area with hot salt water. Remove any visible tentacles and seek medical attention.
Nope. Didn't do any of those things.
It can actually aggravate the jellyfish stingers into releasing more venom.
Oh, perfect. Great. Yeah, that wasn't like a thing where it was like stuck in my leg area. Yeah. All right. Anyway. Doesn't work. Don't try it.
There you go.
Have that at home.
Terrible.
Take that home with you.
All right, coming up next, Big Will Betts had in his update there. We have the injury announcement on DeAndre Ayton and what that means for the Portland Trailblazers going forward. Danny and Dusty, today in the Fan.